talking shit.
Oh, he's still
oh, he killed the bottle. Yo.
It's like, bro, I'm fucking retarded, dog. Like, keep the stag, bro. I'm dumb.
What a cunt.
What the fuck are you doing, man? Like,
say it again, say it again.
Actually, we're recording, so we gotta start this bitch. What's Cuddy family? Welcome back to another installment of the Tony Talks podcast. My name is Tony, and of course, you can't. We're sizzling steak. You can't hear me talk. Back at it again, another week, another installment of your favorite podcast. Maybe, I don't know, but yes, of course, you know, if it's the Tony Talks podcast, you know we gotta have it at the one and only LMNG Studios here, and we decided to set this scene here. LMNG bought the equipment all the way over to Rio de Janeiro in Brazil.
So
right now we are reporting to you live.
This is a slum podcast.
This is a, hey, there you go. We in a nice little resort overlooking the favelas and shit. It's fucking lit.
It's lit.
And of course, you know, if it's
LMNG, they just hear bah.
What? Jesus Christ. Well, anyways, if you, we in the LMNG Media Studios, you know we gotta have the co-hostess with the mostest, the unofficial official co-host of the Tony Touch Podcast, the one and only LMNG in this bitch.
How we doing? How we doing?
Gucci. And of course, that voice is very recognizable. You know him. You love him. A recurring guest here on the Tony Touch Podcast. Another Tony, of course. We got Tony Galindo.
Yes. Cracking.
Cracking.
El rey de la bolsita.
El rey de la bolsita.
La bolsita.
Yes, but anyways, so how we feeling? We feeling good?
Good.
Do you have a drink? Good. Do you have a drink with you, G?
Where's
not
that?
With me, but
hey,
I,
where's that pineapple
I have drinks in me.
Huh?
Where's that pineapple paloma at, though?
We'll get you that right now. Wait, can you text Rush to get that? Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Also, we need to get yourself a drink, too. Tell him to get you a fucking drink. But anyways, of course, we've been drinking watermelon. You feel me? But no, of course, we are recording another podcast here. We're enjoying the nice little, you know, summer heat of Brazil. My man Tony got a beer chugging good. We got ourselves I got myself a Paloma, and then this man G gonna get himself a Paloma. Fam. And then he gonna got one too, so we finna get fucked up off the tequila. You already know how it's fucking going down, but let's get right into the podcast. And first things first, we're gonna start off with a story time, because I got you a bullshit ass fucking story.
Let's fucking hear that bullshit
to fucking tell you. So basically what happened was I think over the last weekend, I was hanging out with Jess, and then I was gonna go run some errands, and then we were just gonna go hang out, do some shit. That's where we went to the Heights. The day we went to the Heights.
To the Heights. Shout out to the Heights Deli and Bottle Shop. Lincoln Heights, though.
You feel me? It's a dope spot. We got to go there, bro. The pizza there is danky as fuck.
Dude, every drink, every item of food in there is amazing.
Quality. Bro. Quality, bro. Quality.
It's a little pricey. Worth it. I'm not going to lie.
It's a little pricey, but it's because of the quality.
I don't mind. Like,
quality
when it comes to food.
Bro, it's
when
like,
it comes to food, like,
because that place,
like an Italian spot.
Yeah, it's like an Italian deli place. You can get like a sandwich. You can get pizza. You can get pasta.
You could get fucking from scratch made pasta, bro. Dang shit.
And then all the beer selection there is all craft beer, all shit craft from beer. Like local and like that, like, you know, from around.
We gotta go.
And they have wine and good aged wine too, like wine from like really, really aged.
They have
like
styled sours, all that shit. Good shit cooked.
So I was fiending for the motherfucking Heights, but before that, I had to go drop up a motherfucking check, and here's where we go back to the motherfucking bullshit, this goddamn motherfucking story. So I go and park. So it's the motherfucking, it's the Bank of America on motherfucking Slauson in Vermont. You know which one that is, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, so you know sometimes people park in the front, right? So I parked in the front. I was like, listen, I'm going to go deposit this fucking check. That's going to be it. After that, we're going to continue our fucking normally regular scheduled program. So I go, and as I'm going, this fucking white Chevy fucking Malibu or Ford, I don't know, it was a white fucking car, went and parallel parked in that, in my shit, like in front of me, but got so fucking close to where I got trapped. and it was a hot fucking summer day, dude. I just wanted to get the fuck out of there so we can get going. So I'm trying to, like, you know, and then because as soon as I finish depositing my check, I go back to my car. She's getting out of her fucking car. This fucking Jabba the Hutt with fucking Chola Maker looking at his bitch just comes out of the fucking car and goes to do her fucking business at the ATM.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Shout out Food's Gone Wild. You feel me? But anyway, so like, she fucking goes to go do her shit, and I'm over here like, fuck, dude, I'm like really fucking squished in this bitch. So I'm trying to like maneuver. I'm going forward. I'm reversing, going forward, reversing, going forward, reversing. I get so frustrated. It's getting hot because, you know, I'm trying to get the fuck out of there. It's hot, dude. Like, it's hot. Like, the pressure, the whole everything, the weather. It was just not the motherfucking business, my boy. So I was like, fuck, dude. And then I finally fucking see her about to pull off. Like, she finally finished her shit. And then I was like, fuck it. As soon as this bitch, like, fucking gives me an inch of space, I'm dipping. And then so she fucking moves. And then I go to hit it. And then that's when I forget. I'm still in fucking reverse. So I hit it. And then, bro, shout out, bro. Jess came in clutch because she was like, you're still in reverse. So I barely hit it, and I hit back, and I hit the car behind me a little. I tipped it though. It was, I hit that bitch. I fucking hit that bitch. It was not the fucking vibes, dude.
It happens.
Could have hit it harder if Jess didn't fucking tell me ahead of time. I was able to stop it as quickly as I could at the moment, but I get out of my car immediately and I go check, assess the damage. Thankfully, no damage to the car. Also, the guy's car I hit was cool as fuck. He was like, because it was kind of an old car. He was like, listen, it's cool. Just be fucking careful. And I'm like, yes, I promise. I'm sorry. It was.
He didn't ask you for anything.
It was, no, that was it. Thank God. God bless him, man. Dude, he was just like, because, you know, I didn't do any damage to his shit. He wasn't trying to fucking make a case out of this shit. He was like, hey, man, listen, just be fucking careful, man. And I'm like, dude, you fucking bet, dude. Like, definitely, like, I was just flying off the handle, just fucking heated, just trying to get the fuck out of there. My man rolled a what? 10,
my boy. Shit.
And so basically that was the story right there, bro. Like, I just, and then we dipped, and bro, I was so heated, bro. I felt bad too because I was just being an asshole because I was so fucking just hot from the fucking incident, bro. It wasn't until I finally got to my next location, which was Stizzy, I read up on my fucking pods, and the next thing you know, we fucking made it fucking happen. I got my pod read up. I took like the fucking fattest hit out that. What'd you roll?
A 9.
All right. So 10 to a 9, bro. You declining right there. Hold on. Let me see real quick. 10, fool. Get on my fucking level. All right. What do you roll?
Six.
G roll. We're playing a spontaneous game of dice. Yeah, get that ASMR. All right,
can't do it.
What do you roll? Catchy shit.
Oh, 11.
11! Challenge!
Sheesh!
All right, so yeah, so I was just fucking heated, but I read up on my stizzies. I fucking took fat ass hits, and then, you know, we went to Boomtown, got a couple of brews, and then we just kept the day going.
Boomtown Brewy, though.
And then after that, we hit the heights, and then we just, you know, made it happen. We made it fucking happen, dog. But, you know, it is what the fuck it is. But that was a quick installment of story time to get this motherfucker started. But let's move on to more pressing matters here on the Tony Talks podcast. Of course, a lot of things has happened before during the last episode. Of course, I'm talking about all the amazing events that happened over the weekend and such. One event which we are all present for in this motherfucker was UFC 264, though.
Yeah. The motherfucking diamond.
All right, exactly. Dustin Poirier versus McGregor 3 in his bitch. Got the fights going. Russian G's going to Remedy's pouring it the fuck up. Pupuseria nuestra cultura up in this motherfucker. I got it right?
Yeah.
Hey, I got it right.
Everything except a diamond cracks under pressure.
Tony Talks hosting the event.
Exactly. Paid for. Fights paid for by the Tony Talks. That's what we do, right? We want to make sure motherfuckers see history. So yeah, that shit was a fucking banger. We all saw that shit. We all had highs, we all had lows, but at the end of the fucking day, it was quite an event. We gonna talk about it though. It was a winny-winny, you feel me? Money well spent, in my opinion. But listen, let's get right into the fucking card. Get everybody's opinions, everybody's inputs on the whole event, because I want to get everybody's input in this bitch.
Wow, boy.
Alright, so first fight was Sean O'Malley versus Chris Moutinho. Moutinho. Hopefully I'm saying this guy's name right. But Moutinho. You know which front I'm talking about, bro. The green hair dude. The motherfucker that got his shit mollywobbed. Like, the man took... What'd you roll?
Five.
Five. My mind, hold up. Wah, wah, wah.
Jeez.
Eight. G. For all the marbles.
Five.
Ah, suck my dick. Won this one. But anyways, what do y'all think of that fight? That first fight where the guy just took like a nasty ass fucking beating in the like throughout the whole fight, but still fucking lasted though. But like, think about it though. The guy took like a like 200 plus shots. Never got. I mean, he got knocked down a couple times, but he kept coming up. He kept pressing forward. The guy was like a fucking zombie, bro. He was just like, yo, this. Oh shit. Oh shit.
Well, I mean, as far as like endurance, his endurance was like pretty good. But like for a debut fight, I mean, I don't know, what did you think for a debut fight?
I thought it was great because he showed the fuck out, bro. Like, he was really just in his goddamn fucking element and just making like sure that he made his presence known. Like, even though he didn't win, bro, he won the hearts of many fans with that amazing performance. Because in all honesty, that shit was intense, dude. The guy was being a zombie, just going straight forward, going crazy, just like dropping bombs, and he just wouldn't stay down. And like, and that's what got us excited, was the fact that he didn't stay down and he was pushing it forward. That's where we were like excited, hyped. You know, like, it, you know, intensity was up, and that just really showed you, like, how much of a people's champion he is in our eyes, you know? Like, this guy is really just, like, he's your everyday man, you know, the guy that gets that golden opportunity. Like, that was literally Rocky, bro. Because remember Rocky? He didn't win the fight. He lost it, but because he gave such a hellish, like, a hell of a fucking performance, it took so much fucking damage, like, he gained the respect and love from the general public. That was that guy, bro. He was just taking a molly whopping, but this dude kept pushing forward, saying, fuck that, I ain't going down, I'm going down on my shield, until, unfortunately, at the end of the fucking third, he got called for a TKO, which I thought it was bullshit. A lot of people were calling it bullshit. Even commentary was calling it bullshit. Do you guys think it was bullshit? Like, the guy was still swinging, and in all honesty, bro, if they were trying to be concerned about his damage ratio, like, the man definitely could have just been stopped a long time ago, but they literally kept it going until just literally the last minutes of the fucking third. I feel like there was a little bit of favoritism from the fucking ref here. I don't want to get all conspiracy with you, but I feel like maybe they just did this just so that way they don't have to give Mally the decision. They were like, fuck it, let's give him another TKO so that way he can still be kind of like that prospect to look after and shit like that. What are you doing with my drink? Wait, let me finish it. Wait, let me finish your part.
He's one of those. Literally to the last drop.
To the last drop, boy.
Pineapple Paloma, though.
But I don't know. What do you guys think? Am I right? Am I wrong? Or what the fuck?
I don't know. That's your opinion, I guess.
God.
He agrees with the decision.
What'd you roll?
Six.
Nah, it was an entertaining fight.
Sixes,
at
boy,
the end of the day, it was an entertaining fight. I'm always rooting for, you know, the underdog. Oh, so shake up. Regardless of the result, it was a good fight.
It was a good fight, and he got the 75K bonus. That's good money right there for your first fight. Shit.
He's six.
Six. Wait, fuck, we're dead even. Wait, you got to roll.
Another six.
Oh, dude, if he gets a six.
About to summon some
I know,
shit
about right to summon now. Satan if you get another six right now. Hold up, drum roll.
Oh, close.
Eight. Not today, Satan. D, you gotta roll. It's not over. Now we got more players in the game.
They hate it.
What'd you get?
A four.
Four. Okay, she got a four, so you didn't qualify. So six. So it's a tie. That Tony's won this round.
I got eight though.
Oh yeah, shit! Yeah. You're right. You got eight. Never mind. He won it. Gee, I'm stupid.
I know. If I would have won, you would have won two because you got six too.
Exactly. But anyways, moving on to the next fight. Keep I think this rolling, one everybody rolling, liked rolling. It. This was the female fight. Mm. This shit is the one that had everybody going. The Mexican won it from Sinaloa. Fucking Irene
Yo Jorge Hinaloa
Aldana versus Jan Kunitskaya, I guess. She got the TKO, though, in the first fucking round. Everybody saw that fight, that left hook that was atrocious. Took her down crazy. And then got the ground and pound like a motherfucker, dude. That shit was straight pressure.
That's where is that?
She was wearing a crimson fucking mask, redder than her fucking rag after a fucking period, my boy. Like, it's going bananas. So Irene is looking good, bouncing back from that Holly Holmes loss and shit like that. Looking like if she wins a couple more fights and shows out like that, she could be a real contender for the title. Trying to see if she could take away one of Amanda Nunes' two titles, but I don't know, man. What you guys think of that fight? Was did you think it was a fucking
A-1,
fight?
A-1, bro. A motherfucking
D, as a female, what did you think of that fight? Seeing, you know, the ladies really show out for the fight and really make a moment worth, you know, mentioning, you know?
I mean, it was crazy. Like, I don't really watch, like, fights unless it's with you guys, but... That shit, I don't know. I couldn't do it, so fucking crazy.
That shit was bananas. B A N A N A.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry, we're reloading. We're reloading with the Palomas.
Damn.
This
is a solid Woo! Drink.
And then the boy G got himself a beer right there. Oh shit! I got a beer right there. But yeah, good ass fight. And after that followed that was the that heavyweight banger though. That quick one rounder between Ty Tuivasa versus Greg Hardy.
I'm gonna drink a beer out of my shoe real
bro,
quick.
Bro, this man bro
vibes, butter.
Remember okay, so y'all remember that fucking fight, right? The heavyweight, like the boy was looking right, and next you know, he just
hey,
landed
bro, that
one.
Shit was
boy,
a solid like, ass
that
knockout,
was a
though.
Solid knockout. The boy got him with a fucking, you know,
bro,
the out
reason
of the blue
he celebrated it the way he did it, cause he knew that what he had done was fucking spectacular. How are you going to knock out someone in that fashion? Bro, it wasn't even a minute. It was like a minute and 10 seconds.
It was, yeah, in the first fucking round. And then fucking, no, the way like also like his power just showed like in the split second was bananas. But yeah, for those people that don't know, after that, fucking the man fucking Tuivasa was fucking drinking shoe beers like a motherfucker. He got the decision win, and as he was exiting, just drinking shoe beers upon shoe beers. One guy actually put the fucking Dustin Poirier's hot sauce in the shoe beer, too. He called him out later on, was talking about, bro, that was fucked up, dog. Like, don't do that, bro. Beer with hot sauce is disgusting unless you're making a michelada, which, by the way, there's a Corona. I want some of that michelada.
Hey, those micheladas smack, though.
Or Bloody Mary.
With a tahini, you know, mimofine.
But anyway, so yeah, that heavyweight fight was a fucking banger. And then after that follow was the co-main event, Gilbert Burns versus Stephen Thompson, which I'm going to keep with a total motherfucking stack. Stephen Wonderboy Thompson.
Stephen
the fuck?
Thompson.
Ooh, but I'm going to keep it a stack, though. That was a boring fight, bro. It wasn't the co-main. It was.
Because Stephen, he kept doing a lot of defense, you know?
Yeah, because Gilbert Burns was mainly going for the ground. Because that's where he felt like he would get most of the decision win, just having a strong ground game. But, you know, at the end of the fucking day, we really wanted to see Stephen Thompson whip up some of that karate to really, you know, keep it on the ground. But Gilbert Burns didn't want to keep it on the ground. It was just a clash in cases of styles. And unfortunately, the BJJ person won it, so he was able to keep it more
BJJ,
on the ground.
Don't fuck with that shit.
The blowjob job, you feel
it's
me?
It's magic. Brazilian. What'd you say? The
blowjob
job.
Blowjob job.
Stupid.
Oh, man, kidding. That's hilarious. I'm just saying that because I like Muay Thai, but anyways.
Muay Thai is cool, but it's limited, though.
Oh. What's your style?
Taekwondo?
Taekwondo. Yeah, Tony Galindo does Taekwondo, and then the boy G does what?
Same
Taekwondo.
What about you get to?
I got a black belt, but I didn't continue after that.
Fuck him up, though.
I was just one level behind you.
Rush, what'd you do?
And I did a bit of like couple months of like jujitsu. It was like 6 months. It's cool.
I do jujitsu.
Hey.
Jujitsu and taekwondo. This guy.
Jujitsu, well, taekwondo. Spar. Muay Thai. Capoeira.
Shit. Capoeira. They. I'm not gonna lie, bro. Those are one of the, that's one of the martial arts that
D,
I highly
D,
respect,
D,
bro.
D does
that shit's sick.
Does
never had this.
Does Rush ever fucking like try to talk dirty to you with jujitsu talk? Be like, hey girl, I'm gonna put you in the half guard tonight, girl. I'm about to do full mount ground and pound, if you know what I'm saying.
You see how she's laughing?
Triangle.
The way she's laughing, you just trigger something right now.
Put that clip in the Kimura lock, dog. Like,
anyway,
Nah, I'm just fucking with you. I'm being retarded. All right. So after that, so yeah, the decision went to Gilbert Burns. But then came the main event, though, which was a fucking roller coaster. That shit was Dustin Poirier, Conor McGregor. But Dustin Poirier won it after the first round because within the span of the second, dude, McGregor went and hit the old Mortal Kombat X-ray and just yeeted this man's fucking shin. That shit was cracked. Snap, crackle, pop like a motherfucking Rice Krispie bar in this bitch, bro. Like, that shit was bananas. So, yeah, stopped it.
And he still talked shit while he was on the floor.
While he was on the floor.
Yo, why send me fucking DMs?
She's in my fucking DMs.
But apparently, a lot of conspiracies were going on throughout the whole outcome of that fight. Everybody was saying that apparently the fight that he, like...
He had a fake foot.
No, Connor... The kick, Connor threw a kick that landed on Dustin's elbow, and that was the one that cracked it. But then after that, McGregor was like, no, I had an injury before the fight even happened. He took pictures of him, like, getting medical, like, you know, examinations on that very same foot. Apparently, he's going to even make, like, a docuseries about that shit. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. This shit is fucking crazy.
He's doing too much of this.
That's what I'm saying. All these fucking, like, things with the outcome.
Fucking cars,
no, but I mean, like, when you see the fight, though, it seems when he steps back, that's what the fuck cracked it. Like,
no, look, if you really do analyze that video where he hits Dustin in the elbow, you could kind of see the trajectory in the middle.
I feel like all that added pressure just accumulated, and that's what caused it.
Like I said earlier, before, everything except the diamond cracks under pressure.
Exactly. That shit made me some guale, little shredder.
little cheddar.
Yeah, I was not expecting that finish, but...
Twice! I fucking told y'all, because you know what? I remember the last fucking fight. Y'all were like, are you sure you were going to bet against McGregor? Are you sure? And then what the fuck happened? He got knocked on his fucking rocker, son.
He got straight fucking
dropped. Ground and pound of the fucking dump. What's Cuddy, fam? And he just went off like a motherfucking gold chain. You feel me? That the way this shit goes. But yeah, UFC 264, once to remember for the books. I can't wait for the next one. That was going to be the interim heavyweight title between Derek Lewis and...
Derek, my balls was hot.
Lewis. Derek, my balls was hot, Lewis. Derek, he's all right. He's okay. Derek... The Black Beast going up against this French heavyweight, Gan, I think his name is. But yeah, it's for interim title, but I feel kind of fucked up because they're doing Francis Ngannou dirty. Like, I feel like because they weren't able to properly negotiate this shit, like, that's why they're trying to make it, like, an interim title fight. When in reality, everybody knows Derek Lewis needs to be the next one to fight for the title, but that's my opinion because he's number two. But, I think he's number one.
No, he's number one, bro. John Jones is number one, too.
No, fuck, dude. John Jones is not fighting in heavyweight, bro. He can't even fucking make the proper fucking weight. He's struggling. And then also, he's still trying to fucking do the whole thing with, like, trying to negotiate, like, a $1 million fight with fucking, like, Ngannou, dude. I'm like, bro, you're just a liability straight up, bro. Like, you've been arrested. You've been fucking having DUIs. You've been having cocaine in your shit. You've been failing, like, all these fucking drug tests.
He's been doing bolsitas,
son. And that's just the way he fucking does that shit. And then he failed, like, a gang of fucking tests for, like, performance enhancements. The guy's just a liability. And if you're out here trying to make your $1 million fight, what happens if he fucks up and uses some, like, banned substance to try to, you know, gain a little bit of, like, you know, bulk so that way he can bulk up to the actual proper heavyweight? And then that fucks up an entire whole fucking card again, bro. Like, he has had that past of fucking up cards before, and that's why he probably doesn't get the purse he desires, because he just fucks it up and he becomes a liability. And when you come by liability, then you aren't going to be favored when it comes to, you know, these $1 million fucking fights. Plus, when was his last fight against Dominic Reyes? And that was it. Ain't nobody seen him since.
How long ago was that?
That was like 2019.
Damn, that was a long time.
No, 2020, I think. Or early 20, like, I think early 2020. Either late 2019 or early 2020, because I think I was still in the Performance Center. But either way, that was a close fight, too. A lot of people thought that maybe Dominic Reyes might have taken that shit. But either way, he's been down bad after that, because once John Jones vacated the title, he lost to John Blachowicz. And then he lost again to this other dude who had, like, a samurai ponytail. It was fucking weird, dog. He took a nasty fucking elbow, and it was just not the move, bro. It was just not the move. But, you know, at the end of the day, another one bites the dust. It's just the way it goes. But, yeah, that was, just, I guess, the sports section of Tony Talks, maybe, I guess. We'll just call it that.
There should be, like, an official, like, a little... intro, like a headliner, like a little background noise. Sports.
Exactly. But anyways, moving on to the next talking point. I wanted to do a quick Tony Talks review. Some of y'all might have not seen this film. We might see this film after this podcast if you're down. But over the weekend that passed, I saw Black Widow.
I heard it's whack.
Oh, there you go. Hold on. First of all, get some opinions in there. Hold on. Let's go around the table real quick. See what you heard. What have you heard?
I heard it was whack. That it wasn't what they anticipated.
Hey, real quick, before you say your answer, you got to introduce yourself because you just came on too. So yeah, of course, Rush and D had came onto the scene. So.
What's up?
Hey, there you go. And then introduce yourself, sir, to the big round
of from the 323.
Exactly. You what's feel up, me? Exactly. So go ahead. Say your opinion.
I'm a little late. I got this opinion from my 16-year-old sister and her friend who watched it. It's only PG-13, but apparently it has some good action, has some good scenes, and great acting. Scarlett Johansson, right?
Scarlett Johansson.
Hey, I don't know if you guys seen the movie Midsommar.
Midsommar?
Oh, Midsommar?
Midsommar?
Yeah, I seen that shit, bro. That shit.
Yeah, the main chick plays. Yeah. Which is crazy. That. I totally forgot. Hey. I totally forgot because that shit was like, fuck, dude.
Low key, if you pay attention to that movie, it's a whole shroom trip. When they fucking take those shits.
That's how it felt like it.
That's what it is. It's a whole shroom trip.
Black Widow?
Black Widow. What did you hear, G?
Black Widow is a shroom trip?
No.
Midsommar, fool. Wait, but what have you heard about Black Widow though?
Nothing. I mean, I haven't watched it yet, so honestly, like
heard his wife.
Watching the trailer, like it didn't really interest me. Honestly, I didn't really interest me, but I'll still watch it just because I gotta keep following the Marvel storyline or whatever. But I haven't watched it yet. But I will.
The MCU Cinematic Universe though.
Rush?
I haven't seen it either, but I mean, I'm down to see it.
D?
I haven't heard anything about it, but I'm down to watch it after this, so.
There you go. But anyways, well, I seen it, and I'll tell you right now, I'm going to give it a 6.5 out of 10.
Oh, okay, that sounds good.
Because, you know.
I don't know. In my opinion, it was, like I said, the action was good. Y'all was right, the action was good. Although, pros and cons. Action was good. Con, sometimes it got a little too what the fuck. Like, there were times where, spoiler, but I don't think it's too much of a spoiler, where Black Widow got into a car accident. And you see the degree of the car accident, you're just like, how the fuck is this bitch still? And she walked away with nothing. And then all of a sudden, the next scene, she takes off her shirt and then she has bruises on her back. I'm like, bitch, what the fuck?
You gotta watch Fast and the Furious.
Exactly. No, it was literally Fast and the Furious hey, logic. Look,
she survived.
It was Fast and the Furious levels of fucking logic.
She survived because she has family, bro.
Like, she got decked in the fucking face and like, only like a small thing of blood came out of her nose, dude.
It's because you wanna know why?
Why?
Cause she did it for family.
Oh shit. Hey, low key. Fuck.
Hey bro, look, Dustin won. He won that fight because he kissed his wife before the match, and nothing's more important than family.
You dig. But no. But dead ass, yeah, like some you of the dig. Action, like you see this, like it's like, bro, how did anybody survive this? Like, this is like logically impossible. Like Fast 9 type of fucking logic. And I'm just like, sometimes I'm like, it's a little bit of fucking bullshit. Also, the action kind of gets a little too tedious too, because it's just like, fuck, dog, are you fucking serious, dude? Like, everything has to be a fight or a fucking shootout or a fucking this or that. Like,
then again, I mean, it's Marvel and it's superhero shit, so.
Exactly, but there's moments where they kind of slow down and get a little sentimental, and it's good, and I want to see, like, a balanced version of that. I just don't want to see, like, action, 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 little moment of dialogue and character development. Action, 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 because I feel like it's just sandwiched in between, and it's not really properly.
Well, see, I think that's,
you know,
how kind of, like, that's why I couldn't really get into like the Superman movies, like for like the DC, because like Superman. The Superman was nothing. It was nothing but just that. Like the whole movie, at least like the first Superman, like it was just nothing but destruction. Like this one was fighting throughout the whole shit, destroying like building after building, just throwing each other across the screen and shit. And I just couldn't get into that shit. It was just too much.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, we started a mid match. I had a 5. You had an 8 burner.
I love Superman.
Roll it. What do you get?
The mask speaks.
What do you get?
7 heaven.
He said seven heaven.
This man, wait, say it again. The man said seven heaven, and he got a seven. Dead ass. He got the eye. He said
seven heaven while he was rolling.
Wait. What G call it? G, you gonna call it? You gonna call it? What you think?
Two.
Six.
Oh, he got five.
Five. He's out by one. Out by one. All right, Rush, you got it. What you gonna call? What you gonna call? Seven? A seven? Well, no, we're playing by who gets the highest.
Who gets the highest?
So we're gonna get
four.
Lil
Joe.
Lil Joe.
Four. D to end it.
Three.
Anyways, going back to the Black Widow review. So another thing too. The timing of this movie still at the end of the day doesn't make sense too, because it takes place right before the Avengers movies, where like after the this movie takes place post Civil War, pre Avengers Endgame and Infinity War.
That's stupid.
Exactly. Because it's just like, we know what happens to Black Widow, so it's kind of like, what the fuck? So, yeah, that kind of did suck that kind of happened, because at that really took me away from the movie, you know?
What do you think was the purpose of this one, then? Because, like, I mean, we know what happens to her in Endgame, so what was the purpose of making her own standalone?
I guess just to give her a movie. I feel like she was long overdue for one. Like I said, I feel like this movie should have just came out right after Winter Soldier, and it could have been... Civil War, sorry. And it would have been perfectly fine. But then again,
because you told me that, like, her sister has something to do with,
she's
like,
gonna replace her.
The next...
Yeah, but that's post-credit scene. Right? That post-credit scene has Black Widow's sister basically, like, you know, interacting with the Disney Plus series storylines. So that's kind of a factor in this, too. But that only happens in the post-credit. Everything else in this movie is pre. But the whole movie doesn't really make any sense, because it's like all this stuff happens, but then Avengers happens. So it's just like, where the fuck was her family? Like, you know, like, where was the red, you know, what yeah, was just, the fucking, you
it
know?
Does sound, it sounds like really like, it sounds like they didn't put much thought to the script. Like, to the writing part of it.
No, not that they didn't put anything into it. It's just that,
where that fool was,
this movie was poorly placed. So at the end of the day, no, you couldn't really properly connect to it. You know, like, the action was good. The story was okay. But it's just like, at the end of the day, it's just like, you know what happens to Black Widow. And it's just like, it really sucks that it had to come out so late.
Do you think it's going to have a trilogy? Like the other Avengers?
No, I feel like now the focus is going to be on her sister, because, I mean, well, Black Widow's fucking dead. Spoiler, but everybody should fucking know this if they saw the Avengers. She's fucking dead. So, and, you know, and her sister's alive. And spoiler alert, but fuck it, we just going to go into this shit. If you don't want to hear it, just cover your fucking ears. But basically, if you saw Falcon and the Winter Soldier, there was just Valens, whatever the fuck. She comes through and turns the... you know, government made Captain America into U.S. agent, and that is one of the main characters in the Dark Avengers. And another person in the Dark Avengers is Black Widow, but the Russian Black Widow, who is, yeah, someone who was still involved.
Her name Ramos?
No. Yeah, she was still Ramos, like a Black Widow that was still involved in the Black Widow syndicate that she was involved with, that got her to be the Black Widow she was. But then she got freed, so it's that. And then Abomination. And then if people saw, what was the name of that fucking hero? What was the name of that guy? Ooh. Something Lee and the Ten Rings.
Shang-Chi
and the thing of the Ten Rings. If you take a closer look at the trailer, like, he fights Abomination from the Incredible Hulk, and he is also a member of the Dark Avengers. So I feel like she is kind of playing the role of assembling the Dark Avengers. But in the comics, the original assembler of the Dark Avengers was Harry Osborn. From Spider-Man, you know, Green Goblin. No, Norman Osborn. Sorry, Harry Osborn was the son. Norman Osborn was the father. So Norman Osborn starts the Dark Avengers, but he's also might come back in fucking Spider-Man No Way Home. Yeah,
multiverse.
Yeah, No Way Home. Apparently, yeah. So
No Way Home.
We gonna see what happens because I feel like right now she kind of just got written in to be the whole Norman Osborn character that was supposed to assemble all these people. So that's why we're gonna see what's up. And of course, Loki adds like more things to the thing. I have not seen the last Loki episode. I feel like I want to do one quick, like, you know, run through of all the other episodes before I get into it.
I like Loki, like the ending.
Loki smack.
It's basically Loki is setting up, I guess, the next super like villain for the you know for this next upcoming phase. So far, it's been very satisfying watching that show. Ever since like WandaVision and now this shit, like I guess
WandaVision, smacked.
This is like kind of like the next step to what's gonna lead up to like Doctor Strange, and then with the next Spider-Man. So I mean, I'm looking forward to all that shit. Like, you gotta watch it though.
Hey, my sex life, a Marvel movie, because I'm a doctor and she thinks she do something strange. You feel me?
Stupid.
I'm retarded. Wait. Wait, what's up?
I'm wearing Black Panther socks.
Just for the record. Black Panther socks. Wakanda forever. Pa siempre, wey.
Okay.
But, anyways, so yeah.
My king.
T'Challa. But no, so Black Widow, yeah, 6.5 out of 10. It was an okay movie, but yeah, wrongful place. Right movie at the wrong time, unfortunately, but it was still pretty entertaining, so I feel like you might like it. Also, there's a lot of humor in it, and it's cool, but sometimes the humor, se pasa de verga, I'm like, bro, come on, I'll stop. Just fucking try to have some, like, normal fucking dialogue and don't be on no bullshit. But I mean, at the end of the fucking day, it is what the fuck it is. Hey, fucking chew any fucking louder into the goddamn mic, my boy. Like, feel free to just, you know,
ASMR. Hey, bro, it's because I love ice, that's why.
Ice? So you got all this jewelry on you?
Ice, baby. That
fucking, those palomas are hitting, my boy. Sheesh. Let me know when we gotta get another round, bro. You gotta get another drink too, bro. We gotta be drinking. It's Friday night, bro. It's been a crazy ass fucking week. We finally landed in Rio de Janeiro, dog. It's fucking bananas, dog.
It's humid as weather here in Brazil.
It's hot in here in fucking Brazil, bro. In Rio de Janeiro, it's fucking hot as balls right now. We got fucking Brazilian mosquitoes flying everywhere.
Earlier, I was in a little like craft and shit, just sitting in the ocean, just having the sun hit me.
I took a hit of acid and went to go climb the fucking hill that had the Jesus statue on that bitch.
Stupid as fuck. The what's that shit called? San Cristobal. I don't know what it's called.
I think we're gonna go up there tomorrow to hike and shit. Like, we're gonna go take pictures, you know, for the IG.
Exactly.
For the Grammy.
Tony Talks Podcast live in fucking Rio de Janeiro right now. And then next week, who knows where the fuck else you're going to be right now. But that's the whole good beauty of LMG Studios. Well,
fuck it. We're going to go to the fucking Coliseum in Rome next.
That's right. It's probably going to be like in sometime November.
We might go to Cuba.
We might go to Cuba. Hey, we might go to Cuba in a boat.
Hey, hold up. Can we get another round real quick? I feel like we need to get in a round before we get into this fucking topic. Because I feel like this is going to be what cleans out the rest of the
Hey, bro, are you talking about Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Oh, shit.
Can we shed a light on the crisis that Cuba is experiencing right now?
Oh, yeah, we're going to get into it right now. Trust me. We're going to get the fuck into it right now, but we're going to get a quick re-up. But we're going to do a little bit of...
Hey, my boy, I hope
before we get into the motherfucking discussion, though, we're going to do a little bit of small talk right now while Rush is being so amazing and giving us the re-up.
Show.
Hey, give me that michelada mix with the Corona, please. Feeling that motherfucker.
That's not Cuban.
It's Mexican, but it's
all right. A mí se me antoja un cubano... Un cubano chico.
Hey, a Cuban sandwich, un though. Cortado. A cubano fuck goes hard. Hey, and a semita too go hard.
Hey, bro, when you drink a cortado, bro, that shit's gonna change your way how you think about coffee, dog.
Let me ask you a quick question, bro. Let me ask you a quick question. What Latin food just immediately, the minute you see it, you smell it, you taste it, makes your dick harder than marble stone?
You know, I'm not gonna cap, bro.
Tortas ahogadas.
Oh.
Bro, I was gonna say semitas, bro.
Oh, semitas. What about you, boy? Burn.
That's a tough one right there. So many good foods out there.
That shit has to get you rock hard, bro.
That's an excellent question.
Like spliff, a spliffy. Man. It's a tie.
I want to say it's between a tamale, a Guatemalan tamale wrapped in banana leaf.
That's right. Ooh. That's right, my boy. He was specific. With
that green sauce or that red sauce. Either or.
Con esa jalja verde, bo.
Tú sabes, chico. Tú sabes, loco. Or.
Ya tú sabes, chico.
I'm not sure.
For me, it's basic, but it always smacks. Some birria food.
Oh, some
birria. Oh, yeah.
That's the remedy.
Bro, you can never go wrong with
birria. You can cure cancer with that.
Wait, wait,
yes,
me paro.
Yes, me paro, wey.
That's the quinceañera plate right there.
Oh,
quinceañera
con arroz rojo y con frijoles. With some cilantro.
No, fuck that. I want that bitch. Bro, I want a plate, just a plate of that shit, and then just like fucking a stack of hot, fresh fucking handmade tortillas.
Pura carne,
no más. And then, yeah, you just chop it up with the fork. You just, because it comes, it breaks them apart. Like, you know, fucking butter.
The shit that tops it off, though, is always that red sauce that they have.
Oh, I
that
know, they have, bro. When you pour it on top, to be, you just see it covered.
It's like a light red, huh?
But it's not every sauce, though. It has to be like, it has to be top notch, because if it's not, then it fucks it up.
Yeah, it's like a light red blended sauce. But no, I do that, and then of course you put the cilantro, the fucking.
The
cilantro, the cebolla, and cilantro. Then you always to give it the little kiss seal of approval. You gotta get a little bit of the consomme and just drizzle that bitch on top, and then
fire.
Comelo como es culo, mijo.
Comelo como es culo, coño.
What's that? That's like a baby goat. It's like a young goat.
Wait, but do you like the goat birria, or you like the?
I'm bisexual, my shit, bro. I go both ways. De res or de chivo, mijo, me vale verga.
De res or de chivo, hey, bro. But I'm not gonna lie, bro. The chivo one, you can never go wrong with that shit.
Chivo goes.
That shit smell a little. I'm no, not you gonna could go wrong with it. Funny when
you could go
cooked.
Wrong with it, because it depends who like. Who they gotta it? Know how to cook.
You're right.
It.
You're right.
Because if
right.
not, it has that but strong taste.
Yeah. But if you want overlife,
it
if
has
you
a
want
taste like if you just eat culo and you didn't wash your mouth, you know.
If you want unreliable, bro, if you want unreliable and you want to get people on the birria side, you always just play it safe and get res. Res is like
the res, and it has to be a doradito, though. Oof, my boy.
Slew.
I'm taco doradito de birria, güey. Con un poquito de queso aladito y una salsa verde. Oh, no, ya se me antojó bojerote.
Oh, my wait. Fucking God, daddy. That shit made my fucking pussy so fucking wet. Fuck.
Fuck.
Burner's just like, yeah. Fool.
Somebody told me that the goat got to be very relaxed when they slit its throat to let the blood out. Because if it gets,
they can't die with stress. Or
exactly, because then all the muscles will get tense, and then the meat will be way harder to chew. So it got to be like a quick slice to the throat.
Yeah.
Humanely, you know? Like
yeah, very respectfully.
You got to respectfully.
Respectful
hashtag respectfully.
Respectfully cut the chivo's neck.
You just chew with it, bro. You're just like, oh, mira, mijo. You're just like, you know, okay.
Yeah, very prayerfully.
Sheesh. Sheesh.
11. We got another one ongoing. 11, Tony Galindo. And this bitch,
you
I got 11.
11?
I got 11. Who beat that? I feel like I already got like a stupid lead.
Y'all over the sports talk already? I missed the sports talk.
The UFC, yes, sir.
It was talking about the McGregor fight.
What'd you get? Five.
Did you watch
that
it though?
That shit took too long.
Yeah,
though.
He was here.
I was with y'all.
Oh, yeah, he was here.
Yeah, that shit was bullshit. Yeah. I should have
been. That shit was. See.
This would didn't get his DraftKings account.
Yeah. Oh, he lost. He lost.
For real, my cousin talked about opening an account for me. Venmo you.
Boop, boop.
I'm going to get 11.
Oh, I got minus a fever. Six.
Six.
So you got to get a six. It can even it up.
Six. 12.
She got 12.
You got 12? Suck my cock. You fucking won this bitch.
Yeah, ya perdimos todo, no, nosotros.
Seven. Fuck.
Un siete.
Lucky number. Lucky number.
Siete, hipote.
Siete.
Six. Fuck. Give it a burner. Give it a burner.
Damn, bro. Are we just really rolling dice right now? It feels a little too similar, bro.
Nina. It feels like the first Nina.
He got nine.
Time.
He got nine. Nine.
Nine, 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 nine. Shout out Glorious Bastards. What'd you get?
Six.
Chase la bolsita.
La bolsita. Shaka. La bolsita.
On hate.
Shout out to Jamaica. for beating Guadalupe.
It's
all good. They're all going to face Mexico eventually, and then that's when they'll trace the true colors and see why they be the fucking goats.
All right, should I watch that game? The Salvador versus Guatemala?
No, I didn't see it. Hey, bro.
Yes, I did. 2-0, right? Salvador won.
Why does Guatemala suck at soccer, bro?
Thank you.
I think it comes to the general manager and, you know.
I mean, I'm from there, bro, and I can't.
Burnaby
with
the sports analysis.
But I can't say I like my country's soccer team. You know, I can't say
that. Oh, what's up, Chapin?
Yo, Chapin. Yeah, I was born in La Capital.
Ah, well. Well, I'm half Mexican, half Guatemalan.
Me too. My dad's from Sinaloa.
Oh, well, that's what's up.
He was born in El DF, but his family's from Sinaloa.
Nice. I'm from
Jalisco.
Tequila, Jalisco.
Tequila bien
bueno. Oh, you too, Jalisco?
That's right.
Yes, sir!
Yeah. Ooh. Fresh.
Damn. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You dripped on me, daddy.
Rio de Janeiro micheladas over here.
Can you get a napkin?
Micheladas. Oh, yeah, that's right. Lick that shit, and then you suck on it.
Hey, you could micheladas.
Pushika.
Pushika, Jerote. Jave bien buena, bo.
Fantastic. Now I know why they call it the city of God. Because, oh, my God, this is some good-ass micheladas.
City. Oh, have you ever seen...
I'm good.
Hey. Was that animated movie? Oh, The Road to El Dorado?
Oh, yeah,
bro,
yeah.
With that Gold City, damn, that shit was a fucking trip.
That's an underrated movie.
It is, bro.
What's it about?
You've never seen it? It's basically like the Aztecas.
Los Aztecas.
Son, like, Aztecas, and some of them are Mayan, too.
It was an animated movie.
Yeah, it was basically like there were the very few privileged folks in, you know, indigenous society that had gold, like, abundant to them. It was like... It was all around them that it wasn't really seen a commodity between them. You know how obviously now, like, people like gold, I'm like, shit, they're paying millions of dollars for it. Back in that little town, it was so abundant they didn't really care for it. They saw it as something sacred, actually, huh? I think they saw it as something sacred.
Yeah. A plethora of gold.
Yeah.
And then they had that one, like the ancient soccer game.
Oh yeah, bro, that shit was grave. You had to fucking kick this leather ball, like, fucking like 50 feet. Yeah, 50 feet in the air. Throw a fucking, like, a 4 or 5 inch diameter hole.
You know, they still play a similar game. I think in Oaxaca, se me hace. Like, it's a similar game because they you know how, like, Oaxacan people, they're very, like, they're still very indigenous out there. So, and they play this game. I can't remember what it's called, but it's similar. It's kind of like a fusion of that game with, like, volleyball and soccer.
Oh, shit.
So they have this rubber ball, but then they use this glove. And then they hit that shit with the glove.
Pa que no se lastime la mano, pues. Yeah.
Would you put tequila in this?
Good.
Yo, tequila with Corona? I don't know about that, my boy.
With the michelada mix.
Oh, that ties.
But now that we are all reloaded with the drinks, let's get to the matter at hand, the conversation that everybody wants to get into right now. I'm gonna read you a quote.
Ahorita vamos a hablar de Cuba, chico, de Cuba.
So let me read you this New York Post, and then we can get into the discussion talking points of this shit right now.
Oye, coño.
Coño,
Cuban in the house.
AD, fellow Cuban, so listen carefully. Her opinion matters. She outweighs everybody else's opinion. So the article reads, "Why Cuba's youth are revolting now against the island's dictators." Something wondrous has happened in Cuba for the very first time in 62 years since the Castro dynasty turned the island into a totalitarian dystopia. Cubans have taken to the streets from one end of the island to the other, denouncing the repetitive regime and calling for freedom. They can be seen and heard on YouTube and on social media chanting, "Liberty, down with the dictatorship, and down with communism." And they also can be heard shouting a challenge to their rulers. "We are not afraid." That chant is a taunt, a war cry, a rebel yell, and it is coming mostly from young Cubans, the grandchildren and great-grandchildren of the so-called revolution. I thought of that shit in my head too when I thought about that. You have to live in a place like Cuba where an
inordinate percentage of the country's budget is dedicated to keeping Big Brother's eye fixed on you. To appreciate the magnitude of the fearlessness and disappear needed to loosen one's tongue out on the street. The protests are among the most dramatic proof ever offered of the failure of tropical dictatorship that has driven 20% of its people into exile. Innumerable promises for a brighter future have been made during this time by the military junta, and has ruled Cuba since the days when cars had tail fins, and the top song in the U.S. chart was Elvis Presley's Jailhouse Rock and Dominic Monos Volare. Well, surprise, surprise, the future is here, old man.
Estamos en el futuro, bro.
And the youngsters can clearly see that all of those promises have turned out to be lies. Now, those who were supposed to reap the benefits of decades of sacrifice, self-denial, and unquestioning obedience demanding by Big Brother are out on the streets shouting at their aging masters and the world that they are tired of living a lie. So, basically, Cuba right now is facing a big crisis in the sense that their people are demanding liberty and freedom from their communist authoritarian regime that has taken over their country since for 62 goddamn fucking years since Fidel Castro came over and took over that shit. It's going fucking crazy right now. I love this shit because you know me. I fucking hate communism and socialism. That shit to me is a fucking... It's not the way, bro. It's not my vibe. It's not my type. I'm a proud capitalist. I'll say this shit right here, right now. And I know Tony, you tend to side with those values. But you know what? At the end of the day, though,
I'm a hardcore communist.
Yeah, it's all right. But you know what? That's the good thing about me, though. I ain't no fucking hater, dog. You know, I respect people's opinions to have, them wanting to believe their political ideologies as they want to too. I ain't no fucking hater either too. Hey, it's America. Last time I checked, you can believe who the fuck you want, bro.
Anything
you want. But that's just me, though. I feel like this is a great opportunity for us to really show why communism and socialism cannot work, in the sense that this is kind of really the outcome that always happens with everything. People essentially get tired of this shit and they want to go into it and really get away from those old ways. But they also face a large portion of offensive, backfire too, because on the other end you have the more older generation also counter protesting in the street, the ones that grew up during Castro's revolution and that were brought up on the propaganda and the promises of the communist regime, saying no, like, Fidel is actually good. If anything, you guys are the real traitors in this and that. And to me, that's baffling, because to me, I really don't see why asking for freedom and asking for democracy is a means of being a traitor. If anything, that makes you more of a, more of a proud citizen, because you really want to get your voice heard and the voice of the Cuban people. And for so long, they've been so oppressed and, not been able to really express their opinions, because they haven't had an election since the fucking 1962, bro.
Wait, so Raul Castro is still part of he's still the ruler or whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
Yeah.
He retired just recently, like barely. Oh, yeah. Barely, yeah. Like early this year, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. So who's the head right now?
They have a president. They assigned a president, but...
Yeah, supposedly they assigned a president.
He's a political puppet, dude.
Yeah, he is a political puppet. It's like a front for...
Diaz Canel?
Because at the end of the day, even though Raul and Fidel are not in power anymore, like, communism still, it's established there, yeah.
And what I find ridiculous, though, is the fact that a lot of these people here in America are still trying to, side with the Cuban government and are just, trying to make this about stuff that is, not even the main factor for what's going on right now. They're saying, oh, it's the embargoes, it's this, it's that. It's all this other stuff, too. It's just like, bro, you're talking about a country who has spent their entire, country's history isolating itself from any allies, and for Christ's sake, their last ally was the fucking Soviet Union in the late 80s. But once they fell through after that, they didn't really communicate with nobody else. Everybody's talking about, oh, it's these embargoes that are oppressing the Cuban people. It's like, bro, the embargoes were set a long time ago during, like, look at the Obama era back when, you know, remember when Obama was visiting Cuba and, like, you know, he was out here being like, oh, look at the progress, look at the prosperity of Cuba and this and this and that. But at no point was the embargo talk ever talked about, even though those embargoes were still in place. It was only after President Trump came and tightened those things up, that's where he was like, hey, the American people are the ones that are preventing us from being able to create opportunities for that. But yet Cuba has never adopted a for-profit market, even though they've been persuaded by Vietnam, by China, and a lot of other communist countries that have adopted a for-profit market so that way they can get these people out of poverty, because people realize that a for-profit market can actually get people out of poverty. Hashtag capitalism in this bitch. All right? For-profit in this motherfucker. All right? Profit makes fucking communism's spines quiver, but at the end of the fucking day, it keeps the money coming and it keeps people going.
I want to hear Tony's perspective.
I feel like that should be the last perspective.
Well, I feel like both Tonys, like it's Tony versus Tony talk right now.
I mean, all right, so I said it before and I'll say it again. This is just in theory, by the way. You know, like a lot of it, I do take of it. You know, I try to use it as like more of a moral guide. You know, but I'm very fond of communism. I'm very fond of communism and socialism, and its very founding aspects. Meaning that if I'm a communist, I identify as a Marxist-Leninist. I identify with the views that Karl Marx, you know, created in the Communist Manifesto, and I also align my beliefs with what Vladimir Lenin did in Russia in the early 1900s. But, like I was saying, I feel like all of this shit that's been happening in Cuba ever since, I probably would say after the Cuban Missile Crisis, where everything, like, legit was just, like, locked down, you know? I feel like it's really fucked up in the aspect that it doesn't matter what political ideology or political party or even like lifestyle you choose, whether you are an entrepreneur and you're making a lot of money, or you're a person that believes that everyone should have equal rights and equity, not equality, equity, because there's two different things. You know, everyone should be treated the same way. I feel like I said again, you know, the communism, the regime that has been implemented in Cuba and in various parts of the world, and including in Asia, is completely different than what the original communism was like. You
know? That's not real communism.
But like I will explain again. I do agree to a point with Tony how he says that, you know, capitalism is like is what works to a degree with some people. You know.
Yeah. Like, but when I say I'm a proud capitalist, people are just like, it's "Oh, like, do you think capitalism?" I'm like, "Bro, look, I understand that capitalism is still a flawed ideology. Every single ideology is flawed.
The reason it's why, flawed. Like, including capitalism, I mean, including communism, is flawed. That's the reason why Cuba is what it is right now. You know, because if they actually, they read their history and they practice original communism, like socialism, it wouldn't be oppressed how it is. You know, socialism is like an equal opportunity for all people. You know, there's the socioeconomic ladder is not greater or lesser than anyone else. You know, everyone has an equal shot at life. That's the foundation of what socialism and communism is. But obviously that's not a reality in what's going on in Cuba and what's going on in many other parts of the world.
Socialism fails to acknowledge the strong aspect of individuality. And the reason why capitalism flourishes because it gives people a proper individual identity in which they can build themselves up from a market standpoint. That's why we're able to do what we're able to do. That's why LMNG can make videos and profit off of that. That's why Rush can make a fucking bar and make this shit sell like crazy. That's why D can do her thing. That's why you can do your thing. That's why fucking Brian can do his thing right now.
I fix really exotic and luxurious cars and they make money out of that.
You know what they would have you do in a fucking communist country? They'd have you fix the fucking government's cars and be like, hey, listen.
The old school, like.
Yeah, them old school cars would be like, you fix car or you go gulag.
Or you fix car or you go gulag.
Listen, we're getting. What's up? No. Talk.
I mean, it was just because I remembered watching a documentary back in
my government class. So I mean, the only thing, like, I agree with both sides, because, you know, like, the thing about capitalism is that without capitalism, like, somebody wouldn't really try to invent the next thing, you know, like, that's where entrepreneurship comes, and that's where, like, advancement comes from. And then, like, I do believe in a socialist, like, government, because, you know, like, there should be, yeah, in theory, exactly. But at the same time, when you actually think about it, like, as the documentary was going, is like, they're interviewing this guy, he's like, basically saying that, oh, like, I wouldn't, because there's, he interviewed some guy at an airport or whatever, and then he was basically saying, like, how difficult it is for airports to land, they have to wait for the other airplanes to come in, and then they're like, why don't you just break down this land and open another airport? And then he was like, oh, well, I don't get paid enough. I get paid exactly the same as anybody else, so I wouldn't have, they basically don't have the drive to do anything else.
Thank you. Capitalism brings about drive.
But that's the only thing about it, but to the certain
that's
extent.
That's a flaw in it.
Yeah.
Only though?
No, well, the biggest thing about this is
what I was going to say. Look, like how I said that capitalism to a degree, yeah, it works, you know? But the flaw about capitalism is that, you know, there's those people that have that drive and that have that, you know, hunger to have a lot of money, have a really, you know, comfortable financial, you know, freedom lifestyle, and they work very hard for it, and they use capitalism to their advantage, and a lot of them make it, you know. Yeah. But, you know, with that concentration, with that, you know, pool of those folks that are doing it, there's other folks that don't have the same drive, you know. And at the same time that these people are doing everything, the things are, and I guess inflation is rising, and it's affecting the other people that don't have the same hunger, yeah, as them. That's the flaw of capitalism.
Yeah. No, but also a large portion of that inflation, though, has to do with government interference in capitalism. Because the reason why a lot of people think that capitalism sucks is because, oh, government is helping corporations, this and that. And when you start talking about that, we go away from capitalism, and that turns into corporatism. A lot of people have really been mistaken corporatism with capitalism, and that's why I tell people, I'm like, is it free market? Is it allowing people to have a proper shake within the market? If it doesn't, then you know it's not proper capitalism.
To be fairly speaking, though, capitalism has to involve politics, or else it doesn't work.
No.
Yeah.
Because capitalism, on the in its most purest form, is just the basis of free market.
Yeah,
government is a complete contradiction of what it is to have a free market.
More purest form, but right here in the United States, it's not a pure form.
Yeah, because then you have to think about
it. It's influenced by politics.
Exactly. It's not pure capitalism.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
But at the same time, you have to think about it, because then there was, I forgot this company, basically, back in the day. There's reasons why there's more restrictions now in businesses and corporations, because
it happened after 1971.
Yeah, I think you know which company I'm talking about. There's this company who basically was doing like fraud taxes and everything.
I think it was Nestle, if I'm not mistaken.
That was another
one. Yes, D. Yeah. Everything you love as a child was a lie, and it's a fucking corporate big scam.
No!
Nestle and Disney. Oof.
Disney. Donald Trump.
I hate Disney.
Yo, the Nesquik bunny is low key trapping.
Lolo.
See, but that,
bro, that motherfucker.
It's all right though.
That motherfucker's getting that powder, bro. Look, Duff was getting that powder.
No. We got
Nesquik.
You.
Is not real chocolate.
You're dating a Latino.
It's not chocolate.
You're dating
it's
a
fucking cocoa powder.
You're dating a Latino, bro.
I'm in love with the cocoa.
Nah, you're dating a Latino though, so we're gonna put you on proper game. You know what we're gonna put you on? Chocomilk. Chocomilk. Oh. You can't go around with chocomilk.
Well, that shit
Choco Crispies.
Smacks.
Choco Crispies también.
Choco Crispies.
Chocomilk, though.
Everything, every cereal, chocolate flavor.
You come to the Mexican motherland.
Choco Puffs, bro. That shit smacks.
Put chocomilk in a cup. Take the cow. Fucking.
Jerk it off
a little
bit.
Straight from the fucking thing.
Hey, como se
pull up tequila in that bitch. Stir it.
Those Guatemalan bolis.
Jocotes?
No, bro, it's like
jototes?
It's like the bolis, like the frozen fruit shit.
Jocotes?
No, bro, it's like
there's something
like a frozen thing, kind of like raspados, but it's in a bag.
It's called a
No, it's not a chato.
Rush.
It's
rush.
It's a
the fuck you doing with this drink? Frozen jocotes?
I haven't had it.
Can you make this again?
Bro, that shit, it's like a ciruela. You freeze it. It comes in a bag.
Hey, do me a favor. When this podcast is over, give me your barcode to scan, bro. I gotta tip you for that. That fucking drink right there made my dick so fucking hard, bro. I'm gonna be coming from now till Sunday, my boy.
Fuck extends. Fuck all that shit. Give me a fucking pineapple paloma.
Tony, what is this?
No, his mechilada, whatever the fuck you did to that shit, bro. Guatemala. Those are fucking magic.
No, food, it is. That's not what it's called.
Wait, are you ready?
G.
It's the final countdown. Exactly. But anyways, we out here with the 1 hour mark, so this is gonna be the conclusion of this episode. This has been another installment of the Tony Talks podcast. Of course, I want to give a quick go around to all my guests here right now to plug whatever they want to plug. Of course, my name is Tony. You can follow me at Tony Talks PC on Instagram and Twitter. And of course you can follow my personal at Tony_McBadla. We finna go clockwise, so
clockwise.
Yeah, D on spot.
Follow Queen of Suits for local mental health appreciation, positivity.
You can follow me on RushX_ and Rush and G's Golden Remedies.
Rush and G's Golden Remedies.
Our bar opening.
I'm remedied the fuck out right now.
LMNG Media.
Big Burnaby. Catch me at Big_Burnaby. Big Burnaby.
I didn't mean to give you the trombone. I didn't even give you the set trombone.
300 Icy Kids. Instead of Youth Kids. You know what it is.
Hey, yes, sir. And then Tony?
At Psychedelic_Junkie66.
Yes. At Psychedelics_Junkie66. Yes, sir.
Communism will prevail.
Okay, first of all, I like how you tell us.
My boy, you said this was a 1 hour mark, though.
Socialism is a noble idea. Eliminate the rich.
Where the fuck is this all coming from? I'll give you a big old, I'll smack you over the face with that capitalism and make you appreciate that shit, boy.
It's gonna prevail.
Anyways, listen, let's just end this shit before it gets to a whole nother fucking debacle right now. This has been another Summer of Tony Talks podcast with myself, Tony, with my guest,
D.
And
Rush.
And
G.
And
Burnaby.
And
Fidel Castro, homie.
No, bro. Tony Galindo, fuck out of here. Reminding you to stay safe, stay beautiful. Hey, viva Cuba. Dale libertad.
And don't leave on a boat.
Cuba. A la mierda con comunistas. Esos pinches cabrones no valen pa' pura mierda, güey. Bye.